Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Peeris. Happy Saturday morning, and our focus is on schools rugby, the Bradby Shield, the 79th encounter to be played at the Palekele Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled approximately 4:15 p.m. local time. Well, so far Trinity has done very well, but the challenge for sure is in the cards, because Royal have been a side that has improved immensely in recent times. So all roads now lead to the Palekele Stadium. We'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of www.goforgoal to wish both Trinity and Royal all the very best as they scrum down and fight for supremacy. Right, there was a bit of a surprise yesterday at the CRNFC grounds, where after 7 long years, St. Joseph's came out victorious, beating St. Peter's, surprisingly, in a game that they dominated, 31 points to 19. What a great way to ultimately regain the Basil Veeratunga Trophy after a lapse of 7 years. Well, that's the name of the game. The Peters did enjoy their last outing against league champions Trinity College Kandy, but it was definitely not their day yesterday. Now then, in the cricketing field, everything seems to be in slumber. Sri Lanka will take wing now to Zimbabwe to play in the mini white ball series. India, Pakistan and even Bangladesh have declared their T20 squad for the forthcoming Asia Cup. We are still awaiting as to how Sri Lanka will look at their combination. But the big news in the cricketing world is that, as far as Sri Lanka is concerned, basically, that Vanidu Hasaranga will not be on tour, nursing a hamstring injury, which has caused so much of problems to his wonderful cricketing career, isn't it? I mean, even players like Angelo Matthews underwent that part of an injury, which has cost them quite a bit in their cricketing career. We wish Vanidu Hasaranga a speedy recovery. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peeris. We sincerely hope you did enjoy our limitations in our presentation today. Wish you all the very best. Have a great day, a great Bradby weekend, I dare say, to all those rugby lovers. Right, let's get our headsets on, listen to a piece of music for our listening pleasure this morning.